Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Wednesday, June 9th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to share these messages each weekday morning with a goal of encouraging and strengthening others in their faith. Today's message is titled, Why Trials Come, based on a scripture text from 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7.
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
Last night we went to a minister's picnic near Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and enjoyed the pulled pork from a freshly roasted pig, in addition to all the other side dishes and desserts that were brought. They also had homemade ice cream. Well, we visited with Harold Crosby, a longtime friend and mentor in our ministry. We first met Harold shortly after moving to Pennsylvania, when Brooksine and I planted a church in 1977, right out of Bible college. He is a zealous servant of Christ, and at nearly 94, he slowed down a bit, but still demonstrates the qualities of earnest faith. He excitedly told us that he just read through the Bible again within the past 7 months. My most poignant memory of Harold took place shortly after I met him, and I believe Brooksine was with me at a council meeting when this happened. We sat right behind him after his first wife died, and he was so emotionally distraught and freely expressed his emotions to his brothers in the faith. But Harold went on, living by faith. God sent him another wonderful mate in due time.
Well, now after 30 years, his wife Liz is in a nursing home, and he goes every morning to visit with her. They share devotions and pray together during their morning visits. He still lives in the very home that he's lived in for nearly 50 years. Although he has his family and many friends nearby, it's a hard phase in his bonus years. His faith is being proved genuine as he continues to trust God to watch over him and Liz and their daily needs, in addition to the unexpected challenges they will inevitably face.
Well, Brooksine has been memorizing the daily text, actually all of 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. And in the process, I hear her repeating the verses aloud as she goes about her work or as we travel in the car. We're also sharing these verses in the course of our pastoral and chaplain care duties. It's a portion I seem to be learning and even memorizing by osmosis. This morning I awoke with the phrase, "Your faith of greater worth than gold." It kept going over and over in my mind. Indeed, what a blessing it is to have faith, which is far greater than any material possession we might own, including gold, which has great value in part due to its extensive and extreme purifying process.
The Apostle Peter writes to all believers through the sacred scriptures in our daily text, and I repeat, "For a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Well, I'm sure that there are common types of trials that we share today that are similar to the early recipients of this letter that Paul wrote.
Peter wrote, actually.
Peter wrote. Stephen's.
Overcome, Brooksine, keep reading.
Okay.
She's laughing because when we read this, I will scroll up and down and fix things as we go.
He makes me lose my place.
She lost her place.
Okay.
But we're not going to start again. You know who we are.
Well, I'm sure that there are common types of trials that we share today that are similar to the early recipients of this letter. They may have also have endured trials specifically related to their time period of which we cannot relate. Trials do not appear to be distributed equally. Some sure deal with trials much more than others. Stephen had made a phone call today to a longtime friend, Joe, whose wife will have a lung transplant today. They've been enduring a great deal of difficulty in recent years. But he's keeping his faith and believing God will see his wife through this very critical surgery.
But we're gripped by the phrase in the daily text, "These have come," which refers to all kinds of trials. Actually, that answers the question, why? The Apostle Paul, Peter, and I said it too, the Apostle Peter goes on to explain their purpose, the purpose of these trials that have come. And I quote, "So that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." The trials that come our way have a purpose, and we can be assured that all we must endure through trial is under God's control.
Well, today we know that some of you are going through an extensive trial, and at times you're very discouraged. A sermon that Charles Spurgeon once preached reminds us of the value of trials, and I quote him, "Expect trial, also because trial is the very element of faith. One cannot be sure that faith is true faith until it is tried faith. It is not worth having till it has been fitly tested and brought to the touchstone of trial."
End quote. Appreciate it. So many of the great writers and preachers of the past. This testing of our faith is difficult, but necessary. May the Lord fill our hearts today with assurance of His steadfast love and care, so that we may indeed, and I quote from the verse again, greatly rejoice even in the midst of our trial. Remember, above all and through all, God is proving the genuineness of our faith. Let us not resent the refining process as we prove this genuineness.
Let's pray together. Father, in our trials, we can greatly rejoice if we remember that You are giving us opportunity to prove the sincerity of our faith. We have living hope that is not diminished by trial, but grows with anticipation as we contemplate our eternal inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us as it is shielded by Your power. As our faith is proven genuine, we bring praise, glory, and honor to Jesus, and we learn to exercise and grow the fruit of endurance in our lives. Be glorified in and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us today. We again are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Pardon me. Our messages are called Daily Encouragements. And today's message is the message we prepared for Wednesday, June 9th, 2010. Happens to be a really rainy Wednesday where we live, but we are grateful for the rain at this season, and we've had so many beautiful days. Well, we're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We do have some photos up today, including one of Harold Crosby. I took last month, actually. Although I had my camera last night, I forgot to take a picture of Harold. But actually, at 90, almost 94, he didn't change much in a month. We also have a couple of other photos of people that we saw yesterday and some stories concerning the visits we had. We have some music we posted today. I considered a song in preparation, an old hymn called Living by Faith, which came to mind. Last night we also visited with a local Christian musician whose music we have appreciated for a number of years now. First time I believe I met Christian Walker. He used to post his music. It was available as an audio link from his site, but I told him how that had changed, and we're working on a way to get that music back up. But in the meantime, he did tell me about several of the songs being on YouTube, and I've got a couple posted that they sang that pretty much relate to the message. But finally today, there is one that really touched my heart, and it's a song written by Stephen Curtis Chapman as a result of his daughter's death. And many of you are familiar with the tragic death of his daughter several years ago. It's really a message from the heart titled, Our God is in Control. It's a nice video link that you can go to. When I say video, it's usually the audio, but it's on YouTube, and they may put a picture on the lyrics behind it. Not in all cases will you find the actual musician singing. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a joy to share God's Word. And again today, may God give you peace and strength in the midst of your trial. And realize there is a reason that these trials come.